listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Devastated.
These kids meant that much to you. That's great.
They meant more than that to God. That's what was so important. Most of these kids were like me, you know, they didn't have a chance unless somebody did something. So I went in there, and I was talking to the bus director, one of the associate pastors, the guy that was over me. And I said, I don't know what to do. And I explained I told him the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him the scripture and everything. He says, Charles, I don't know. He says, I know there's a big church down in Miami. It's called Allapata Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And they have a huge bus ministry, and there's a lot of inner-city kids, that's how I put it, in there. And so I said, okay. He said, maybe you ought to go down there. So I was getting out ready to go to church, and the Lord says, go to Allapata. Well, I knew where Allapata was. It's a little section of Miami.
How far were you in driving distance to there at that time?
35-40 minutes.
That's not bad.
So I lived in Hollywood at the time. I bought a house. God has been so good to me. What a beautiful home there. Wasn't making much money. I was making less than $15 an hour. God was just so good to me.
Air conditioning guy.
He's so good.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go down there, and there's a little elderly lady, looked like Tweety's mama, you know, Tweety Bird on the cartoon, and Grant looked like Granny. She's sitting there. I walked in. She just looked up and smiled at me. I said, y'all got a bus ministry here? She said, yeah. I said, do you take black kids? She said, what do you mean? We love all kids. I said, I got a busload of kids that need a church to go to. Just being honest.
So on Sunday morning, you're going to drive. Well, you can't fit 100 kids into a bus, but.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
If you set some of them on each other's lap and you fill them back.
Well, that's right. Then we didn't have the laws we have then.
We don't have we didn't have the seatbelt laws and all that stuff.
Yeah. We didn't have seatbelts growing up.
And I even asked the Lord then. I said, you got to take care of us, Lord. I wouldn't want to have a wreck or somebody run into these kids and hurt them, you know. And I went in and met the bus director. And I told him what I had, and he says, let's do it. Just like that.
Let's do it.
I was freaked out. So I went to church. What was it?
Their church.
Their church, and then the night. And Saturday morning, I showed up at the bus lot. He says, I want to go out with you. I said, okay. So Allapata was quite a ways away. It was like 35, 40 minutes. Probably one of the furthest out bus routes that we had. And I was able to go there. And I figured I'm going to lose a lot of kids. You know how many kids? You know how many kids came?
What, all of them?
99.
Wow. Why were you afraid you were going to lose them? Because the parents didn't want them traveling that far?
No, I was afraid I was going to lose them because we told them we weren't going to bring them to church no more.
Oh, yeah. First you say you will, then you say you won't, now you say you will again.
Yeah, so anyway, I did. And after about 6 or 8 months, the bus director called me in. He says, listen, he says, I'm leaving. I'm going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I got a call down there to go to work for them. They want me to come down there and do the same thing we're doing here down there. I said, okay, what's that got to do with me? You know, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I wanted you to know. I wanted you to know that. He said, I want you to know because you're one of the best bus ministers that I have. I said, well, I appreciate that. And the next day, I get a call from the pastor. He says, Charles, can you come in and sit down and talk to me? I said, okay. He says, we need a bus director. And we don't know anybody that loves kids and people more than you do. Can you do that? I said, well, sir, you let me pray about it because I don't know if God wants me in this or not.
Is it a paying job or?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
I was making actually more money than I was making before, but I was working 70, 80 hours a week. Now, there's a reason I told you that. So I went to work there, and God blessed everything. We had a wheelchair bus that we would take down to the nursing home in Miami. The public.
And this is working during the week or just on Sundays?
All week.
What did you do with your air conditioning job with Earl?
Oh, I had to quit him. He was mad at me, but he understood it.
Yeah.
He was mad that God took me out of there.
Yeah.
And he kind of told me I was crazy. But later on, he figured I was right. So what happened is I did that for about a year and a half, and God just exploded. The ministry was wonderful. We had adults coming. We would pick up just about everybody.
You found a vehicle, literally and figuratively, to serve others.
That's what it was all about. Then I taught children's church on Sunday. I'd be there at 6 o'clock driving from Hollywood. I'd be there at 6 o'clock in the morning with the kids, with the bus ministers, to pray with them, make sure the buses started. God did many miracles with that, because sometimes those buses, the starters would run down, the batteries would die. And we're sitting there in the lot. And I'm telling you, as God is my witness, we sat there and we'd lay hands on those buses and pray for them. And this is a Baptist church. And those buses would literally...
So it sounds a little charismatic for... they didn't mind you praying like that?
No.
Thought you were a little out of your mind?
But that's okay.
That's okay.
And I wasn't...
How did you come to be charismatic and connected to the Holy Spirit when you went to a Baptist church? Because usually they have the word, but they're a little on the dry side, if you catch my drift. Remember, Jesus said in the end times, there'll be those who deny the Spirit and the power thereof. You know, there's other churches like that. I can name them.
There was a private school there in the church. It was a church school.
Yeah.
And the principal and the Bible teacher and several of the other teachers were charismatic. And I watched them and I said, man, it's not true, because these people really love God.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's one of the best Bible teachers I've ever seen.
Well, there's a danger in people getting religious and they don't like that which they can't control. Now, I know we've all gone to a Pentecostal church or something where there's somebody that believes they're a prophet and they're not. Okay, I understand you got to handle those, but you cannot deny the Spirit and the power thereof. You know, but people don't like that which they can't control. Well, healing, and no, healing didn't. Well, that, you know, he can do it if he wants, but they don't like it if they can't control it. And if you're listening to me and you're religious, God wants to deliver you of a religious spirit. You know how I know that? Because he did it with me. I was in physical pain for 2 years until I finally said, why are you doing this? I have to deliver you from a spirit of religion.
Wow.
Meaning, you're not to judge homosexuals. You're not to judge other people. I didn't save you to judge anybody. I saved you to love others and be in service for others. You just love them. I'll clean them up. I mean, he didn't say that, quote unquote. I'm just giving you the gist of what
he
said.
We got one judge, and Jesus is the judge.
Yeah, yeah. So this is great. So anyway, so you're laying hands on the buses, and
it was amazing. That's where I met Catherine Kuhlman.
What do you mean?
Well. There was a young man, his father was an airline pilot, and they lived in Miami Springs, very nice area. And Rob was 12 years old at the time, and he got Hodgkin's lymphoma.
He was how old?
12. Now, Rob was a good boy.
Yeah.
My heart broke for that kid. I said, God, isn't there something we can do? And these Pentecostals are telling me about Catherine Kuhlman. So I put a bus together.
By the way, folks, Catherine Kuhlman was a very, very, very famous evangelist. She dressed purely in white, and there were miraculous healings. Jesus worked through her hands.
And I'm about to tell you one of those miraculous
miracles. Oh, man, I can't wait to hear it.
So I put together a bus.
You and a bus. People,
I made it known, if you want to go to Catherine Kuhlman's crusade, we're taking a bus down there.
Yeah.
So we took a bus down, and Rob couldn't go, but his mother took him there. And Rob went. Now, you got to remember, he's 12 years old. And when I told you Hodgkin's lymphoma, I think that's what, I don't know, but I
doesn't
know.
Doesn't matter.
It was terminal cancer.
It's
he terminal, was
that's
dying.
All that matters. 12-year-old boy is dying.
He said to the other kids, he says, I don't know what I got, but man, it's really great. You should see all the good stuff and presents I'm getting at home. I remember saying that. And so Rob went there and God totally healed him.
Well, how? It's a big jump. So you come to the church that, was it a night? Was it out of church? Where was it?
It was at the...
excuse me.
It was at the center, and I don't remember just the exact...
Okay, so
name,
it's a center.
It was in Miami. It was right on Flagler Street and about 31st Avenue.
Okay, so you didn't even know who Catherine Coleman was at this time?
I'd heard of her, and I'd seen some of her
so
shows.
So you brought
on TV.
This boy.
So this boy went.
And?
And God totally healed him.
Well, what, do you went forward that night or what? I mean, just...
Catherine Coleman called him out.
No. By name?
No, not by name, but she called a lot of people out. She'd call out the sickness.
And then he went forward.
God's healing somebody in this corner that's got lung disease. Whatever it is, your back's broke. Whatever she said.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would come forward and God would supernaturally, well, he did this to Rob. Well, this got back to the church the next day.
Yeah.
And the church got kind of twisted, you know, but it was okay because it was a good twist.
Yeah.
Last time I saw him, he was married and his wife was pregnant. Now, you got to understand, because of the radiation and stuff that he took, he was sterile.
And God healed that too?
Don't we have an amazing God?
Now, how did he know he was healed? Did he feel a fire? Did he feel the presence of the Lord?
Right this minute, I can't tell you. It's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was back in the early 70s, very early 70s, like 73.
Something. That's a lot, yeah.
But I saw this happen over and over. Things happen in people's lives.
You know, I wonder why. I'm trying to figure out why you had such favor with God. Now I do know this. You're. I don't know if I met. Did I meet? I met you last night, but I met you before. I think briefly somewhere.
Sir. Yeah.
But you know, it is written in the book of Samuel, "Thy gentleness hath made thee great." It's written in the book of Psalms, "Thy gentleness hath made thee great." I believe in my interior. I'm an extremely sensitive, tender person, a soft spirit. But because I was surrounded by alcoholics as a kid and an angry, abusive stepfather who only spew out anger, that, you know, the world, you know, sometimes you look at a kid and you wonder why the kid's going, rah! It's because the world to that child goes, rah! And the kid goes, rah! And so his response, and then they blame the kid, not realizing it's what's going on maybe in the household or something, and this is why the kid's acting the way he's acting, you know? That's why we have to have mercy on everybody. But I'm trying to figure out why you had, so you had a gentle, tender spirit. And it is written, a gentle and tender spirit in the, that's written in a four, that's for a woman. It says, a gentle and tender spirit in a woman is great value in the eyes of God.
Let me tell you what I think.
But it does say, thy gentleness hath made thee great. Go ahead.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.